Welcome to episode 612 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Donna. This week, we're headed back to Dublin for a quick two-night stay that proves you don't need a full week to experience Europe. With nonstop flights from the U.S. East Coast, Dublin is one of the most accessible international getaways you can plan. Sandy recently stopped there on her way home from a European cruise, and it got her thinking, could Dublin actually be the perfect long weekend trip? We're breaking it down, what you can realistically see, do, and enjoy in just 48 hours, and whether it's truly worth the journey. So, I am interested in whether this is really worth.
Yeah, especially like now that Raleigh has 40. A nonstop flight to Dublin.
Yeah, that's why we did this on our way home. We did this flight instead of the nonstop we usually take when we go to London. So since we had to go through Dublin anyway, we just decided to tack on a couple nights. So I guess with that caveat, I would say it depends on how well you can adjust to a time change. Like if you're only going for a couple days, it's a 5-hour time change from here. Mm-hmm. So on the East Coast. So, so that would be like something that is personal to you. Whether you can handle that or not. But no, I thought it was really fun. We had just talked to Donna about her trip to Ireland. So I had all these ideas in my head about what we wanted to do. So,
all right, well, let's break it down.
All right. So the Aer Lingus flight that we did, like I said, we were going to London for a cruise, but we, you know, we stopped on the way there, it stopped in Dublin before it went on to London. And then on the way back, we just changed up our ticket and added two nights. So yeah, that's why we were doing it. But Aer Lingus was pretty good. It was, you know, I mean, they weren't like the really big planes I'm used to when we fly overseas, but it was, you know, it was fine. They had the movies, they had the plugs and this, you know, all the stuff. So,
Stuff I've never flown them before. So I'm not familiar with them.
Yeah, they're pretty standard. They do ticket share with American. So my husband has he has the card that gets you into the American lounge. So we were actually able to take advantage of the lounge at RDU for American because we were in Aer Lingus. But it depends on which credit card you have. So it's not everybody. Or I think it also can depend on your what type of seats you have too. Yeah. And then interesting too, like going from Ireland to London, they had like service with drinks and stuff, but it was all pay. Like you had to pay for tea, coffee, everything except like a little cup of water, which was it's a really short flight, but yeah. That was funny because there was a couple beside me and they ordered a tea and a coffee and they both wanted like 2 creams and 4 sugars each, which I thought was a little funny. It's like they don't like tea or coffee at all. Yeah.
Right? Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
I digress.
Yeah. So obviously, I'm assuming that just having a couple of days, you stayed somewhere pretty like city center, like accessible to all the things.
We did. Yeah. We stayed at a hotel called Ruby Molly. It's an IHG hotel. It's kind of, it's kind of a little hipstery, you know, it's supposed to be like one of those where you do your own check-in and create your own key card, although they were there helping. But it had like, you know, it had like a restaurant in there and a bar and, you know, some workspaces if you needed to work or something like that. So the room itself was very interesting. Well, first of all, I guess I should back up and talk about getting there from the hotel, from the airport, because we didn't plan any transfers from the airport and I'd never been to Dublin before. And I usually just grab a taxi or a Uber, but the taxi line was really long. So I went to look at Uber. Mm-hmm. And when I pulled up the Uber app, it tells you you can get a guaranteed taxi. So I was like, okay, well, I guess we can get a taxi. So then a taxi was driving by asking if we wanted a ride, which I thought was really strange because we weren't in the taxi queue. And he was trying to get us to like go down further and just jump in the taxi with him. Mm-hmm. But when I told him we were looking at the Uber app, he just drove away. So, so that was kind of strange. But it was... like, I don't know what he would have charged us, you know, like it was a really weird thing.
Well, yeah, because it's a flat fee if you use Uber. If I mean, they basically have the meter running even when it's, you know, you're at a stoplight and all. So they actually get more as a taxi than they do as an Uber.
Yeah, but I don't even know where he wanted us to go jump in the car. You know, like it was a little weird. I wasn't okay with that. So we ended up just doing the bus. They have a bus. That makes several stops. I think it's called the Dublin Express. And, you know, we just went up and told them what hotel we were going to. They told us what stop we were going to get off on. We paid 30 euros total for both of us, and that was round trip. Oh. So if you're okay with schlubbing your luggage through, like, the city for a few blocks, then it was a good inexpensive option. You know, it wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, it was perfectly fine. It took about maybe 25 minutes. But... getting there, we were, it was a Sunday, so a lot of stuff was closed. And the way my Google was taking us to walk, it wasn't like, turned out it wasn't far from like where you wanted to be, but it took us down a street that just looked kind of like there was trash on the ground. Everything was boarded up. Like all the shops have like these garage door things that come down. So, I mean, it just, I was like, where the heck are we? Where is this hotel? Why are we going so far?
It was a little sketchy.
I'm like, we feel like we're going so far out of the way. But once we got there, it was great. You know, like, and it was really only a block off of Capel Street, which is like a main area with a bunch of pubs and cafes and all kinds of stuff. Like, yeah, so we were right in the middle of everything we could want to be in. We just didn't know that at the time. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. But, nice. So we check into the hotel. The room was interesting. So it was small. It was just like a regular European room that's pretty small. The one thing that really stood out as weird, though, is the bathroom had, like, you know, it had the water closet and shower combined, but the shower wall was clear. It was like a glass window into the main bedroom. And then there was
well, luckily you were there with your husband, you know?
I know, right? I mean, there was like this curtain you could pull around it, but that was on the bedroom side. So if somebody wanted to be a jerk, they could just like, you know, rip the curtain.
Yeah, I've seen that before, but if it's more modern hotel, there's usually a switch on the wall that actually makes it go frosted.
Oh, I didn't see anything like that. It was
so that sometimes that's the case.
Yeah. This was not like a fancy hotel at all, but it had some cool things. They had like a wireless speaker that looked like a retro, like clock radio that you could, you know, hook your stuff up to. You could check out a guitar there and take it up to your room, which was interesting. So it had a couple of cool things. There was another weird thing about it that I made a video, actually. I don't know if you saw it, but the bed was like, it was short sheeted. It was really strange. Like the way that the sheets were tucked in, like the sheets only came up to your knees. And then there was like a comforter that was, if you put it like long ways, it would be like twin size bed, but it was the other way across the bed. So it stretched over both of us, but that was like the upper. So from like your knees to your chest, you had the comforter, but from like your knees down, you were tucked into the bed and you couldn't pull that part up. It was so strange. It was so weird. I didn't know what to think about that. I didn't know if
really
it was
odd.
Like, it was so odd. And I'm like, has anyone seen this before? Is this like on purpose? You know? And I meant
maybe
to ask.
Maybe they used a twin sheet across instead of using a full sheet like they should have.
I don't know. I don't know why you would do that. And we had declined the housekeeping because if you do that, they gave you drink coupons. So, and we were only only there for two nights. So we're like, oh yeah, that's fine. You know, but, so I didn't have anybody I could ask, and I meant to ask at the desk, but the second night we were there, the fire alarm went off at like 3 a.m.
So, oh, fun.
Yeah. So we were all, you know, everybody was out in the middle of the street at 3 a.m. And I don't know what was making it short. They went, you know, they inspected everything and, you know, everything was safe. Yeah. There wasn't a fire, but they couldn't figure out how to make it stop. So
you should have used that as your opportunity to walk around to various people and be like, excuse me. Can you tell me about your bed situation? Sir, excuse me. Like? Can you tell me about your bed situation?
Yeah, seriously. I should have thought of that. We were so tired, though. That was like...
Oh, at 3 a.m., I would not have thought of that either.
Yeah, I was like... you know, they let us go back in after a while, maybe about 45 minutes. And so we're all sitting in the, like, restaurant area. But, you know, then they finally said everything was... fine, and we could go back up, but the alarm might still go off, but it was still okay. So, fine. Yeah, that was
okay. So, would you stay there again?
I would stay there again for the location. The location was really good, and it's. I mean, okay. I don't know. I say all these things like it was terrible. It wasn't a terrible hotel. It was fine. It was a good price. It's a good location. It's got some funky.
Just cool had a stuff few little quirks.
It. Yeah, like things. Quirks,
that's all.
Yeah, I feel like you have to. I mean, if you are. Pretty laid back about where you stay, then mm-hmm. I think you'd be fine. I will say though, like the first morning we were there, we walked like one block over and had a really good breakfast at this cafe. So it's like really close to a lot of stuff that you can get to very easily.
That's good. So yeah.
It's a really good location. It was really good.
Yeah. So y'all were there for two nights. So what did you do while you were there? Like, so to make it worth the only weekend stay.
The only thing I planned was the hop on hop off bus, and I did the 48-hour hop on hop off bus. So we did it. We did get on it. We didn't get on it the first night. We didn't because we got there so late. Our flight wasn't delayed, but we were. Getting there later than I was thinking in my head. Like we got there at like 5-ish and it stops at 6, except for there's like a night tour too. So we just went to a pub that night and that was pretty cool. You know, we went and had some, you know, like they were playing pub music and we were actually at the Temple Bar area. Which is like where a lot of bars and stuff are, but it's a really very touristy area, very crowded touristy area. But, you know, that was really cool. And then we just walked around a bit. So the next day we did the hop on, hop off bus. And that was pretty cool. It was, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's like any other hop on, hop off bus in any other city in the world. Basically, there's like you can ride it around in a loop as much as you want. You can get off and get on. There's commentary. So it's a really, you know, for me, I like having somebody telling me about what I'm looking at. When I'm riding around. So, so I did like that. And then it was funny because at one of the stops, my husband was like, we were up sitting on the top of the bus and, he was looking at the people getting on. He's like, that looks like someone I work with. And he's like, wait a minute. I work with both those people. And it was a couple that he didn't know was a couple. So they got on the bus and when they got off, we got off at the Guinness factory. And they got off there too. So he ran up to them and they were there on a cruise stop, which is kind of funny. Cause like I never run into people I know like at RDU, that was not the only people we ran into that we knew in Dublin, which was, so it was kind of funny, but we've tried to go, we didn't make plans for the Guinness factory. So we didn't end up like going in. It just seemed, it was very crowded there and it was a little awkward because those people acted like they definitely didn't want to hang out with us, but if we were all going to go to the Guinness thing, then it was like, okay. So we decided we were going to just walk away. So we went to the Jameson Distillery, which was super cool. Really awesome. It's like distillery tour and science museum combined. It was, I highly recommend it. It was so cool. I loved it. Okay. And I really didn't drink Jameson before that, but now I do.
Now you're a Jameson girl.
Yeah. Now I like it.
Yeah. See, I can't, You couldn't pay me to drink a Guinness. So yeah, I'll take the Jameson Factory any day.
I mean, I don't drink Guinness, but I was actually game for drinking a Guinness in Dublin. I felt like, I don't know, I kind of felt like I should try one in Ireland, but I didn't. So that didn't happen. But the Jameson, they have like several like
that
different.
Thing. It's kind of like that rite of passage, like you're supposed to do.
It's like, are you going to split the G or whatever? Yeah. Yes, but the Jameson one, you got drinks with your tour. So, and they have a bar there too, so you can have a drink before your tour and you can take it on your tour. And
you get a pint at Guinness as well.
Yeah. Well, I didn't try it. I would have gone. Next time I'll go. I mean, there's a lot of things in Dublin that I would like to see that I didn't get to see, like the Book of Kells or you know, the Epic Museum, basically all the stuff Donna did that she talked about in the other podcast.
But
we were just there for 2 days. So,
yeah.
So then, I mean, then after that, we did the night tour on the bus, which is not hop on, hop off. It's the same bus, but you don't get off. It's basically an hour and they go around and then they tell like different stories about the stuff you're seeing.
Oh, cool.
But it wasn't really dark because it's summer over there and it doesn't get dark till like 9 or 10 o'clock. So so it wasn't like you saw the town lit up or anything like that, but it was still really cool.
Right.
And then, yeah, that was it. Then we had our fire alarm and got no sleep and then had to go back to the airport the next day. It's like short and sweet. Yeah.
That is short and sweet, but sounds fun. And that was your first time to Dublin?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was my first time.
Just my first taste of it.
Yeah, the first day, the first night, my impression was not great, which is kind of wild because I always wanted to go to Ireland. But I think it was just we got up so early. We got off of our cruise that morning and we took a transfer with some other people and we ended up at the airport like crazy early. And so we'd just been in the airport all day long between Heathrow and then, coming through customs and stuff like that. So, we were just tired and it was a little strange, like figuring out where we were going and stuff. So if I had based it on just that first day, I would not have been super impressed. So I was glad we had 2 days and, got to really go around and it didn't hurt that the weather was gorgeous and, it was like really sunny and nice out and
Yeah, that's definitely a change from what I got.
Yeah. I mean, and you can do, like, if you wanted to stay a little bit extra and just have Dublin as your home base, you can do, like, day tours out to, other stuff around there. So you can really
Most definitely. They have several Game of Thrones tours that you can do. And then you can you can go out to the studios where they made them and do some of the scouting locations kind of things. And that's a day trip from Dublin.
Yeah, or like the Cliffs of Moher is a day trip too, right?
It would be a very long day, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you wanted to extend your weekend and maybe go for like 4 nights, I still think you could really make it worth it because it's a pretty easy flight. And, it's not a big airport. It's easy to get around, and if you're doing Aer Lingus, that was.
And the best part is that you clear customs in Dublin.
Yes,
so that way you don't, you basically get off the plane here in Raleigh or in Boston or wherever, the direct flight is and you just go to your car.
Yeah. Or your luggage.
Yes. Yeah. But if you're only going for a long weekend, you could essentially get away with just a carry-on as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was good. But I will say, if you were going to do like they did have a lounge, Aer Lingus did that. I think it was like the airport lounge. I don't think it was an Aer Lingus lounge, but that was on the side after you cleared the customs and you had to prepay for that. You can pre-book it. I don't know how much it was, or if you're flying like first class or business class, I think you get that. Mm-hmm. But there is a lounge that you can do if you want to pre-book that. But if you wanted to go to like if we had wanted to try to get into the Aer Lingus lounge again using his American credentials, that's before you clear customs. And the line to clear customs was not super short. So I me being crazy about getting to the airport early and stuff, I wouldn't have wanted to hang out on the other side of customs, you know, and just, I don't know. I like getting through and getting to where I'm going.
Yeah, the restaurants are actually better before you hit the customs.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's shopping and a whole bunch of stuff there because we spent a couple hours there before our connection to London, too. But, and then we saw another couple that we know. One of my son's friends' parents were flying home from Dublin, too. So it's like, see everybody from Raleigh whenever you are flying on that flight.
No kidding.
Yeah. But it was
cool. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. That sounds like a fun little detour.
Yeah, it's a good getaway. I mean, if you're up for flying, you know, well, I guess the flight was about 6 or 7 hours, so it's not a short flight.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how long it was. Yeah, that is it.
Yeah.
That's a hefty flight, but
I mean, so it really depends on your, like I said, your ability to get on the right time change, you know, the right time zone or whatever. But I know a lot of young people that could easily do it, so it's good.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. I don't know for a weekend. Oof.
I can say we do like a long weekend, like, you know, a 4 or 5 day weekend.
Or tack it on, like do what we did and tack it on to, you know, a trip where you're already over there. So you're already, you know, you're already
over there with the time chain. Yeah, you're already, blah, blah, blah. I can't speak.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? You're already in it, so.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Awesome. Well, gosh, anything else you want to add? I don't know. I think we kind of covered.
Yeah, I don't think I could add more to it, to be honest. Like I've told y'all about every second of my trip.
Yeah. Well, all right. So I guess it is doable to do a quick weekend over to Dublin. So give us a shout. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Fun. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. So on behalf of Donna, Sandy, and myself, Anna, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.